Hey you! Welcome to the Muscles Mascara Motherhood Podcast, a podcast for the woman who recognizes that fitness is way more than a dress size or a number on the scale, who refuses to diminish her uniqueness to fit in, and who recognizes that motherhood is her superpower, not the death knell to her body or life goals. I'm your host, I'm Lola Bodeogudipe, a fitness communicator, coach, wife, and mom of two. On every episode of this podcast, you're going to be informed, inspired, and invigorated to take action as we talk about topics ranging from nutrition, mindset, exercise, motherhood, and the ever-changing definitions of beauty. If your goal is to be the healthiest, fittest version of you, who is confident and comfortable in her skin and empowered in all her roles, especially motherhood, you're in the perfect place. Let's do this. So yesterday, my 8-year-old looks at me and goes, "Mama, why are you always right about everything? Like, why do you end up being right?" It was hilarious, amusing, and all so sweet and all. But after I finished talking with her and everything, you know, I mentioned to my husband and I was like, "I hope that lasts forever, that she always thinks I'm right." Oh my gosh. And it reminded me of an adage that I was telling my friends just this morning, that the older I get, so there's an adage, I don't know if it's an Igbo language or Yoruba. So if you're not Nigerian, those are tribes here in Nigeria, right? But it says that what an adult can see sitting down, a child cannot see standing up. And the point of the whole adage is, you know, because of years of experience and having been through so many things in life and observing, you know, an adult easily can foretell, forecast, and see the consequences of an action that while sitting down, even when a child is standing, that the child can't see, right? And it also reminds me of another adage that says that no matter how many new clothes a child has, I know I'm butchering this, it cannot have as many rags as an adult because, again, experience. So I really, really hope she continues to think that I'm right. And on that note, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to those in the US and Canada. We have celebrated our Mother's Day here in March in Nigeria. But hey, every day is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We will, as we say around here, eat the fruit of our labor. We will always have cause to rejoice over our children. God will continue to give us wisdom to bring them up in the right way. And we will always testify over them. All right, how are you doing? Today we are talking about the three biggest mistakes you are making with planning. I talk about planning so much that when this idea came to me, and this idea came to me because of the No Zero Challenge that we're doing. To digress a bit, I did not expect that kind of response to the challenge. In fact, God bearing me witness, I was going to cancel it. I was going to delete the podcast episode and not put the post I put on Instagram because I was like, is it really? But you know what? The Holy Spirit just said, just go ahead, do it. And I did it, and like, wow. So yeah, if you don't know what the No Zero Challenge is, check back 2 episodes. That was the episode I did on Monday. So that's that. But the No Zero Days Challenge gave me the idea for this, right? Because a lot of people showed interest. A lot of people are like, oh, I really want to do this. I want to get consistent because it's a consistency challenge. But I know deep in my heart that 3/4 of the people who said they want to do it and then click the link and got the details or listened to the podcast are not going to do it. You know why I know they're not going to do it? Because human nature. And I've been working with people for almost a decade on this topic, right? Because most people are going to come to that challenge thinking to themselves, that means going to tell them exactly what to eat, the amount of exercise to do, what exercises to do, and blah blah blah. And that is a fail from the start. The goal of that challenge is to help you be consistent with what you can do, is to help you rack up consistency in whatever way, because that is the foundation of everything, right? And when I was thinking about this and, you know, just making my plans for the week and all that, I was like, I need to talk about planning because it is the bedrock of, you know, everything. Any successful thing you want to be consistent with, you need to have a plan. But I was like, but I am positive I have done an episode on planning before, because I talk about it so much. Then I realized I haven't. I always mention it, but I haven't focused on planning. So today we're talking about planning, right? We're focusing on how to use this massive tool. I'm a planner, but in fact, in school, I studied urban and regional planning, even though that was purely by mistake. But I'm a planner by nature, and that is how I'm able to get so much done. Not a boast, not a brag, but I know that I get so much done, much more than the average person, because I plan, right? And even though I'm wired that way, I have also realized the usefulness of it in every area of my life, especially when it comes to maybe you have weight loss or fitness goals, which is usually our focus here, right? And so I want to explain the three major mistakes people make with planning, why it seems like it doesn't work. How many times do we use that phrase? It doesn't work. It's not working for me. And when something is not working, usually, I ask the person, okay, what was your plan? And they don't have a plan, which is the biggest mistake of all, right? Because if we look at the definition of planning itself, it's the process of thinking regarding the activities required to achieve a desired goal. Let's take that again. Planning is the process of thinking about the activities required to achieve a destination or a goal, right? A desired goal. And if you look at this and think about thinking at the risk of, you know, repeating myself, most of us don't think about the process of weight loss. Most of us think about the goal. Most of us think about the fitness goal. Most of us think of that toned summer body we want. We think of the number on the scale. We don't think of the process. And this is what planning is. The process of thinking regarding that thing. Because if we don't have a plan, what is the blueprint we are working with? Even in the Bible, God said, write down the vision and then run with it. The vision is a plan. It's not the destination. Do you understand? That's the mistake we make most times. Okay, the vision is I want to lose 20 kg. That's your goal. How are you going to achieve it? What are you running with? The second part. What are you running with? And so that is the plan. And that's the issue, because most of us don't want to sit down to think about it. Okay, how we usually make very, very impulsive and emotional decisions. I'm going to start going to the gym 5 times a week, and I am going to cut out all carbs. I'm going to cut out all junk. I'm going to cut out all blah, 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 blah. How are you going to do that? That's not a plan, oh. That's not a plan. Most times it's a wish, because when you sit down to start, as the definition says, start thinking regarding it, then most of the time you will conclude that, girl, 5 times a week is not possible. It's not realistic to say I'm going to go to the gym. It's not realistic to say I'm going to cut out all carbs. Do you understand? If you put some thinking behind it. So let's look at the first three mistakes now that we know what planning is, right? And I from the little I've said, or if you've even ever heard me speak, you know I've emphasized the importance, because if you don't have, it's like somebody wants to build a house and you don't have a plan, right? It's the plan for the house that the architect has drawn up, that the quantity surveyor is going to probably look at, the electrician is going to look at, the plumber is going to look at, every single person that is going to work on building that house. That is the plan they are going to look at. They're going to look at the plan so that they can do their own part. Right? So the first mistake we want to look at on plan about planning is people plan based on the person they wish they are. Let me take that again. People plan based on the person that they envision they are. Because for you to lose weight, the dummy that wants to lose 20 kg is a different person from the dummy that has 20 kg to lose. Why? Because of the habits and behaviors and choices that got me to that 20 kg, I will have to make a difference, a change in them to be able to lose the 20 kg. So the dummy that has 20 kg to lose is different from the dummy that has lost 20 kg. And so when drawing up plans, people plan based on the dummy that has lost 20, based on the habits and behaviors of the dummy that has lost 20 kg. I hope you're getting what I mean. You're planning based on the future, as if the goal has been achieved. Because if the goal has been achieved, you've become a different person. And so you start planning based on that. I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week. This is somebody that is barely working out. I'm going to cut out all processed food, cut out all this, cut out. This is somebody who has a soda at every meal. So you are basing your plan on the future you. That is not you yet. And so this is why there's a lot of discrepancy. Because it's not congruent. Your plan is not congruent with who you are right now. It's based on who you are going to be, the person who makes the best choices when it comes to food, the person who makes the best choices when it comes to exercise, the person who prioritizes water, who goes to bed on time. You are making your plan based on that person, but you are not that person yet. And so when you try to put that plan in action, then there's friction because it's not gelling. You don't have the parameters in place. You don't have the foundation in place for those habits. So as opposed to doing that, you plan based on who you are right now, realistically. And there's no shame in that. Look, I've not worked out in 5, 6 months, 1 year. What can I start with now? Can I say I'm going to start exercising at home 3 times a week? See, we're reducing the friction there. We're taking away the fact that you think that you're going to have to dress up and go to the gym. We're taking away the fact that, you know, you feel pressure to exercise every day. We're reducing the friction. All you have to do is get out of bed, go to the living room, switch on the, go on YouTube or whatever it is and do your workout. We've reduced the friction there. When it comes to exercise, so you start building the habit of, okay, getting into a consistent fitness routine. That means you are working towards the dummy that you want to be. As opposed to, do you understand, jumping into 5 times a week at the gym. How about saying that, okay, what does my watch say that I average now when it comes to step count? Okay, can I add 1,000 to that every 2 days? Do you understand? Every 2 days, every 3 days, or say that by next week, okay, I want to see a really big jump in my step count. But you can only do this when you sit down to think, which again is what planning is. When it comes to nutrition, you are taking 3 sodas a day. Can you say, I'm going to cut it down to 1 soda a day? As opposed to, oh, I'm not drinking any soda. Because I can guarantee you it will fail. If you want to go cold turkey like that, it will fail. So you are giving yourself the time and the grace to build the habits and behaviors that build you into the future you that is actually going to give you the goal, the results that you want. So you have the vision, then you run with it. This is how to run with it, planning. So think about it now. Think about the habits and behaviors you know you need to establish. And don't keep it stupid simple. Keep it stupid simple. Don't take on too much. Remember that it's something that you're going to have to evolve into and you're going to have to grow into. All right? So that's the first big mistake a lot of people make with planning when it comes to weight loss and fitness goals. The second mistake is planning based on the perfect scenario. Planning based on the perfect day. So you've agreed and you've recognized this damage. Yeah, cho. She's just talking about planning. Okay, I'm going to do it. Then you pick up pen and paper, yeah? And you sit at your desk and you're like, okay, I want to plan. Then you're like, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat my fruits and veggies. I'm going to practice portion control. I'll have minimum of 8 hours of sleep. I'll drink 2.5 liters of water. I'll take 10,000 steps. I'll take all that you have outlined is fine. It's fantastic and it is possible. But also that is a perfect day. That is a perfect scenario where every single thing goes right. And so when most people are planning, this is the plan they make. And while it's good to have lofty goals and shoot for the stars and aim high, not in this case because the perfect day rarely comes around often. It's an anomaly. So what you actually should be doing is planning based on the worst case scenario day. I know that might sound like a contradiction, but hear me out. This is how I like to draw a plan to my clients. So, for example, if a client comes to me and we're drawing up a plan, like how many times can you work out a week? They tell me 5, 6 times. I cut it down to 2, 3 times. Because I'm working based on reality. If you come to me and say, oh, for food, I'm all gung-ho, I'm all gingered up, I'm all motivated, I'm ready to blah, 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 blah. I will start you off with, okay, let's start incorporating fruits and veggies if that wasn't there before. Because on the day that is perfect, you can go ahead and shoot for the stars and make all the baskets and, you know, score all the goals, do every single thing right. That's fantastic. I'll be excited. But on the days that you can't do that, which will be more often than not, when you're able to do the bare minimum, you still feel accomplished because that was your plan. Now, somebody might be thinking that, that means me. I know myself. That will make me so unmotivated. It's a lie. Trust me. It will encourage you to do more when you can and still encourage you to stay on the process when you can't do that perfect day. The issue with consistency, which is why I came up with the No Zero Day Challenge, is that people think that except they are doing everything perfectly every day, they are not accomplishing anything. And that is a lie. Consistency accrues little drops of water. Actually, if we look at what the ocean is, it's just little drop of water accumulated. So don't plan on your perfect day. Plan the worst case scenario. And this doesn't mean that you're settling. I mean, challenge yourself a little, but make it realistic. When you do that, you will see how your consistency shoots up and you're able to stay on track with what it is that you need to do. Remember that planning is thinking, right? It's thinking about the activities that you need to do. So we want to do this thinking in light of reality. If you're somebody who has to face 6 a.m. traffic to get to work, is it realistic to say that you are going to be going to the gym before you go to work? Do you understand? Or that you're going to do a 2-hour workout before you go to work? What might be realistic for you might be 15 minutes, 4 times a week. And then watching your step count over the course of the day. So keep that in mind when you're planning. And then the last one we are talking about here is not tracking. Tracking is another thing I talk about a lot. And that is why I added a tracker, like a calendar, to the No Zero Day Challenge. You are not tracking. See, there's so much tugging at our minds and attention, pulling for attention, drawing our minds away that I can tell you it is very easy to forget that you're doing something. It is very easy because you have old habits that have been ingrained in you for decades. Habits about eating, habits about movement, habits that if you are not consciously trying to override them, they will override you. No matter how much you are wishing that, oh, you want to lose this weight or you want to get fit and healthy. If you are not having a conscious method, I still track. As experienced as I am in this thing, even if I'm not writing, I'm doing it mentally. Check marks. But also, it is a good thing to do it physically. Write it down. Have a calendar that you are marking off things. Do you understand? And that is the, again, based on the second point that I just highlighted, planning, the mistake being people plan a perfect day. That is why the No Zero Day Challenge is just focused on you are doing a minimum of one thing per day. So you are tracking, you are reminding yourself. At times when you tick that box and you're like, I only drank water today. Okay, tomorrow I want to do better. It gingers you, it motivates you, it pushes you. Right? So ensure you have a way that you are tracking, that you are keeping track of the activities. Again, the definition of planning is the process of thinking regarding the activities required to accomplish a desired goal. So you have to have a way of tracking these activities to ensure that you are staying on track so that you do accomplish your desired goal. Guys, the reason weight loss is so difficult is because it's so simple. I'm telling you, it's so simple. We as human beings, we are wired to look for the hard things. We are wired to want to, you know, do the most difficult because we think that that is what really gives us the result. But when it comes to being patient, we're doing the simple things. We really struggle with it because we are wired to want hard things. We're like goats, I'm sorry to say. Stubborn. But the reason weight loss is so difficult is because it's so simple. You have just have to do the same things over and over and over again till you get to your goal. And planning is the sure way to ensure that you're consistent enough for you to see that tiny waist you want, to see the flared hips, to see, you know, the toned muscles and all, because it does require consistency. All right, ladies, that's what I have for today. It's a beautiful week. I know it's a beautiful week already. I can tell you it's a beautiful week because it's a beautiful week, right? Have a blessed, productive week. Enjoy this episode. Do share with somebody who it will bless. Take a screenshot, share to your stories, tag me. Got any questions or anything you want me to talk about, just shoot me a DM at the Fit Mom Hub on Instagram, and I will speak to you. Oh, Thursday's episode is going to be because I am doing up a follow. I'm doing a follow up of the Fitfluencer culture. In fact, and this time I'm naming names of people. I can't be sued because it's true. All right, ladies, have a blessed week, and I'll speak to you on Thursday.